much space do you need to live comfortably? You know, 2,000 square feet is the norm across much of America, but how about 200 square feet? As population rockets, cities become more dense, a new kind of architecture is coming into vogue. And tonight, ABC's Akiko Fujita brings us a teeny tiny look inside the micro apartments of Tokyo.
They are sliced, diced, and squeezed into pint-sized patches of land. Space so tight that bathrooms are tucked away. Hideo Nagao's bedroom requires so much kneeling and ducking, it feels like that scene out of Being John Malkovich, where the elevators stop at half floors. But in one of the world's most crowded cities, Tokyo, couples are cramming into 250-square-foot homes. Take this house, crammed into a space the size of one parking spot, the width between the walls just inches.
You can see on this side, the houses are always very close to begin with. On the right and left sides, it's even closer. It's basically touching the houses next door.
Architect Asby Brown says the Japanese have redefined the meaning of micro, using creative design to transform shoeboxes into works of art.
This underfloor storage idea is very traditional.
Storage spaces are tucked under floors. Large windows create the illusion of space.
You see the roof right there.
Yeah, there. You see the wall here. I mean, you're almost kissing it, right?
At Tomoyuki Utsumi's 250-square-foot unit, the countertops fold out, the steps double as a sofa. The bathtub is part of the living room.
The house is big, anybody can make it livable. But if it's really tiny and livable, that's something special. So an entire trend started and people sort of began to expect good design.
And architects have taken that design challenge to extremes, crafting logic-defying sculptures on slivers of land. This 330-square-foot penguin house features a percussion room below a treetop kitchen. The lucky drop, just 10 feet across, looks more like a spaceship than a humble abode. This concrete wonder is so twisted, it feels like a maze. Nagao says life is easier in small spaces because everything's within reach. Her tiny slice of heaven is just 1/6 the size of the average home in the U.S. Americans are taking note. Last year, Brown was tapped to advise city planners building New York's micro-apartments, incorporating lessons from Japan.
We can make much smaller homes. They won't be more dangerous. They won't be more uncomfortable. Mm. They'll be equally livable, in fact, maybe better.
That may be a matter of no small debate. For Nightline, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.